title theme for the new documentary film Blind Ambition, composed by Ellen Chaika, which was released in the UK yesterday. And it ends this week's Sound of Cinema, which was presented by Matthew Sweet and produced by Chris Wines.
We're already halfway through the BBC Prom season, but there's still lots of time to seek out all the concerts you've missed on BBC Sounds. It's definitely worth searching out the stunning debut from the new generation artist, Tom Borrow, playing spectacular Ravel. And the phenomenon that is Patricia Kopachinskaya kept a packed hall spellbound with Shostakovich's first violin concerto. You'll find all those performances and more right now on BBC Sounds. Just search for Proms.
Here on BBC Radio 3, a return visit to last year's London Jazz Festival in an hour from now, as Kevin Legendre introduces the saxophonist Chelsea Carmichael in concert. Jada's Ed is at 5 o'clock. And after that, I'll be introducing part of the pianist Nikolai Lugansky's recital from the 2013 Edinburgh Festival. You can hear him play Janáček and Schubert at 6:30 this evening. Right now, at just gone 4 o'clock, here's Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Keho. Siinä on voimaa ja paljon tehoa. Juoksen mä niin kuin kauris. Minä oon minä ja kaunis. Keholla on supervoimi. Kehomme osat yhdessä taimii. Muista kehosta pitää huolta. Pitää myös omaa puolta. On ihanaa. Kova. Oikeat nimet, tärkeitä oppii. Toisilla pimppi, toisilla pippeli, tiesi jo pikkupeli. Hauskaa on halata toista, painia pussata ja peuhailla. Muista sä kysyä lupa, saanko mä koskettaa sua. On ihanaa, kova. Ei tunnu muukaan valta, se nipistää tai tuntuu liian kutittavalta. Sano ei, aikuiselle kerro, tuntuu paremmalta. On ihanaa, vahvaa ja natkea, useimmin rohkea, on mun ihan valkoinen ruskea tai musta. On ihanaa, mä tykkään musta.
Award-winning band Mimit from Finland, and lots of their songs have animations to go with them, specially designed for children, and always with a wholesome message. Pauline from the band told me that the motivation behind that song, Oni Hana, is for us to accept ourselves as we are. All colours, all genders, all body shapes, all beliefs, all physical characteristics. In essence, a love song to ourselves. I like that, starting off very positively today here on Music Planet, although I warn you that I might be heading over to the dark side later on. but not just yet. Here's Amalgama Folk, combining the traditional music roots of Spain, Spanish, Moorish and Sephardic. And this album marks the 500th anniversary of the circumnavigation of the Earth by Magellan and Elcano. And the first stop on that voyage was in the Canary Islands. So here's a traditional Canaria.
Yeah. mun re krishikaj jano na mun re krishikaj jano na amon manob jomin roilo potit abad korle phol to shona manob jomin roilo potit abad shona mone re krishi kaj jano na mone re krishi kaj jano na kali na me da
London-based British Bangladeshi band Kiyo. Lots of different traditions and influences swirling around in that lineup. I've been enjoying the album. It's called Bondona and it came out last month. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell. We've got music coming up from Colombia, Senegal, some classic Memphis blues. And I did say earlier that things were going to get a bit dark. Well, now's the time. Here's the new single from Frankie Archer, who calls herself a global Northumbrian. Welcome to the club, Frankie, and you are about to hear her interpretation of a song written by Alex Glasgow, a pitman son from Gateshead. It's called Close the Coal House Door, and I remember hearing this song as a kid and just being completely absorbed by it. And Frankie Archer had the same experience. She says it's haunted her ever since.
Close the cool house door, lad. There's blood inside. Blood from broken hands and feet. Blood that's dried on blackened meat. Blood from hearts that know no peace. Close the cool house door, lad. There's blood inside. Close the cool house door, lad. There's bones inside. Mangled, broken piles of bones. Buried neath a mile of stones, and there's no one there to hear them moan. Close the cool house door, lad. There's bones inside. Close the cool house door. Who saw the blackness slide? Oh, there's bends beneath the mountainside. Close the coal house door, lad. There's bends inside. Thank you.
Little Satchel, played and sung there by Nora Brown. That's from Long Time to Be Gone, her third album, which comes out in a couple of weeks. I think she was 13 years old when she recorded the first one, and she's still in her teens. I just love the sound and the timeless quality of her music, and the banjo that she's playing there has quite a history. It was owned in the 1950s by American folk music revivalist John Cohen. It was also played by legendary Appalachian banjoist Roscoe Holcomb, and we're told that it's now on its way to its new home at the Library of Congress. Now it's time to head off on this week's road trip. We're going to Colombia in the company of Music Planet regular correspondent Beto Arcos, and he's been visiting a very special festival in Bogotá. Here he is.
Greetings from Bogotá, Colombia. I'm here attending the fourth annual Festival de Cuerdas Pulsadas, a festival of plucked strings held at the Teatro Col Subsidio near downtown Bogotá. This year, the festival invited some renowned musicians from Colombia, Venezuela, and Mexico to play all kinds of traditional styles and rhythms on a wide array of plucked instruments, including cuatro and harp, played in Colombia and Venezuela, vihuelas and jaranas from different regions of Mexico, and tiple and bandola from Colombia's Andean region. I'll talk more about the bandola and the tiple later on. First, let's listen to a bit from the opening night, the music of Colombian harpist Edmar Castañeda, who's been living in New York for many years. Castañeda is joined by the stellar cuatro player Jorge Glenn from Venezuela, who also lived in New York for a few years, but is now based in Miami. Castañeda and Glenn played a set combining folk music from the plains of Venezuela and Colombia with jazz improvisation. Here's a tune called Entre Cuerdas, Between Strings. The second day of the festival of Cuerdas Pulsadas featured the music of multi-instrumentalist Ernesto Anaya from Mexico and Bogotá's Orquesta Típica de la Universidad Pedagógica. Anaya and his group played many different styles of traditional Mexican music, including one called Balona from the central state of Michoacán. Instruments played in this style are the guitar, the five-string vihuela, commonly played in mariachis, and violin. The balona is a humorous, comedic style, similar to the corrido, except the balona lyrics are recited and the corrido lyrics are sung. The balona always ends with a festive and upbeat son calentano. Here's Ernesto Anaya and his group with a balona called La Renca.
Despedida por el ojo de una aguja. ¡Échale, échale! ¡Ay, la que es mujer se sostiene! Y el que es hombre no más puja.
That's Mexican multi-instrumentalist Ernesto Anaya, who played violin in this group, and the song is called La Renca in a style called Balona. Next, let's listen to Orquesta Típica de la Universidad Pedagógica Nacional, traditional orchestra of the National University of Pedagogy. The orchestra was founded 10 years ago. There are 51 musicians in the orchestra, and to give you an idea of the sounds you're going to hear, let me tell you the instrumentation. There are 17 guitars, 12 tiples, 8 bandolas, 4 flutes, 2 clarinets, 2 basses, 5 percussionists, and a piano. And here's the tune called Elvirita, played in the traditional pasillo rhythm of the Andean region. And bandola are instruments that have been part of the university's curriculum for 30 years. Currently, there are 15 tiple students and 12 students majoring in bandola. Dora Corita Rojas is a bandola player, a graduate of the Universidad Pedagógica Nacional, a member of the university's Orquesta Típica that we just heard, and co-founder of Bandolitis, a foundation that supports everything related to the bandola, including education and concerts. We met in a classroom at the Universidad Pedagógica Nacional, and I asked her to tell me about the 12-string bandola.
Bueno, con ese instrumento se han interpretado melodías que están un poco como en la memoria musical colombiana tradicional como esta.
After tuning the bandola, she tells me that this instrument has helped to keep dozens of melodies that are ingrained in the memory of Colombians, such as this tune, a pasillo called La Gata Golosa, The Greedy Cat. And also other rhythms, such as the tune called Las Brisas del Pamplonita, a traditional song from the province of Santander in the north of Colombia. Now, let's listen to Colombita, the group led by Rojas and guitarist Sofía Elena Sánchez. Here's a piece called El Campesino, The Peasant, played on guitar and bandola. Sánchez is the artistic director of Teatro Col Subsidio. Sánchez says in the past few years, plucked instruments such as tiple, bandola, and the guitar are going through a revival across Colombia.
Hay escuelas en muchos lugares del país de cuerdas pulsadas, muchísimas.
Sánchez says that in the history of Colombian music, there's never been such a huge number of children and young people playing plucked instruments across the country. In contrast, there's no reciprocity in the number of concert venues that should open the door to these musicians. This is why Teatro Col Subsidio decided to offer the space to present and program concerts focused on plucked instruments, such as the annual Festival de Cuerdas Cruzadas. Now, let's listen to Itinerante, a trio of young musicians that presented their album recently at Teatro Col Subsidio. Itinerante features Sebastián Martínez on guitar, Diego Bahamón on tiple, and Mateo Patiño on bandola. Here's a tune called El Popocho, a bambuco arranged by their mentor and teacher, Fernando Chino León. Mateo Patiño is Itinerante's bandola player. He's been playing bandola since he was a teen. He's now 24, and he's acquired a deeply soulful style. Let's listen to him play this pasillo called Constelación. Enerit Núñez is a graduate of the Universidad Pedagógica Nacional and a master tiple player. She was part of the instrumental trio Arcoiris. In 1989, the trio won the first prize at the renowned Mono Núñez Festival in the traditional Colombian trio category. She's also done a lot of research focused on the tiple and its adaptation as a melodic instrument. Let's listen to Enerit Núñez play a piece called Suite Andina, Andean Suite. This suite includes various popular tunes from South America's Andean region, not just Colombia, such as El Humahuaqueño, Ojos Azules, and Vasija de Barro. Let's listen closely to the tremolo, the rich harmonic qualities, and the varied strumming of this fantastic 12-string instrument. That was master tiple player Enerit Núñez with a piece called Suite Andina, Andean Suite. Finally, I'd like to end this road trip with two absolutely heavenly groups, Cuarteto Colombiano and Nogal Orquesta de Cuerdas Colombianas. Both of these groups were founded by Fernando Chino León, and they closed the festival, the Cuerdas Pulsadas, at Bogotá's Teatro Col Subsidio. Cuarteto Colombiano features two bandola players, including Fernando León, a tiple player and a guitarist. Here's a piece called Guabina Santandereana No. 2. That was Cuarteto Colombiano with a tune called Guabina Santandereana No. 2. Finally, let's listen to Nogal Orquesta, founded by bandola player Fernando Chino León in 1986. This orchestra has been the model for many orchestras and groups across Colombia. León was honored at the festival for his more than 50 years playing, teaching, composing, and mentoring young musicians. Nogal Orquesta includes the following instruments: 10 bandola players, including Dora Corita Rojas and Fernando León that we heard earlier, 4 tiple players, including Itinerantes Diego Bahamón, 4 guitars, 3 percussionists, and 1 bass. It's been a pleasure sharing the music of the Festival de Cuerdas Pulsadas, held every year at Bogotá's Teatro Col Subsidio. Here is Nogal, Orquesta de Cuerdas Colombianas, with the piece called Humorismo. Until next time, I'm Beto Argos.
the Nogal Orquesta de Cuerdas Colombianas, ending this week's Music Planet road trip. Thanks very much to Beto Arcos reporting in there from the Festival de Cuerdas Pulsadas in Bogotá. And here in the UK, there are also plenty of festivals and concerts coming up. Senegalese band Orchestra Baobab have been over here since the end of July. You might have already seen them somewhere. But if not, you can still catch them next weekend at the Green Man Festival in the Brecon Beacons. And they're not the only African band there, so here's a little double bill for you. Orchestra Baobab, followed by Saharan guitarist Emdom Mokhtar.
Da muendale, lumenda coñico ni cano, de volumma su tosino, luminan belta y en sumbo, ninga miraculo no, y me quiero minan de lonola, destino la de la nola, con tapa y eco ni cano, ni canule o canule. La suda la casi vuela mba casi vuela e beget lampi somo la la camirela camirela wanga kumbo yoronge kana yamba kana yamba yamba mani ani tata semirela semirela ayo ikano.
Papi, aquí de mí, aquí de mí, papi.
Emdur Mokhtar with a song from his album Afrique Victime, which was flagged up by Barack Obama as being one of his top records of 2021. Before that, you heard Orchestra Baobab. And if you fancy heading down to Wales for the Green Man Festival, you can catch both Emdur Mokhtar and Orchestra Baobab, just part of Green Man's typically eclectic lineup, which includes the Tune Yards, Aru Jaftar, Minyo Crusaders, K Tempest, and young Welsh harpist Kerry Safana, amongst many others. The festival starts on Thursday. Right, it's time for this week's classic artist now. And I'm going to move across from the Saharan desert blues you just heard to some vintage Memphis blues. And I've been listening to the new Rough Guide to Memphis Blues, which is out this month on World Music Network. And it's got some belting tracks, ranging from early jug band to earthy blues straight from the Mississippi Delta. And there were plenty of contenders for today's classic artist slot. It could have been the Memphis Shakes, Charlie Burse and his Memphis Mudcats, Furry Lewis. But no, I decided on Memphis Minnie, one of the greatest guitarists and blues singers of her time. And then I discovered that a couple of weeks ago, World Music Network also released The Rough Guide to Memphis Minnie, Queen of the Country Blues. So I'll play you a track of hers from each of those compilations. And Memphis Minnie was born Lizzie Douglas to a poor family in rural Louisiana back in 1897. She was the oldest of 13 brothers and sisters, and it sounds as if she was a bit of a tough kid, leaving home for the final time when she was 13 and heading off to Memphis with a guitar, where she made a name for herself, first as Kid Douglas and eventually as Memphis Minnie. So her recording career covers the heyday of country blues in the late 1920s, where she was one of the lone female voices in a very male-dominated world, through to the cutting-edge Chicago scene of the 40s and 50s. So let's hear a couple of songs from Memphis Minnie. In a moment we'll hear North Memphis Blues, but first of all, Memphis Minnie Jitus Blues. And you get the feeling that this was based on personal experience.
Thank you. even by no cold. I go to North Memphis Cafe and eat and don't be outdoors. I tell all you people, you can rest and eat. You don't have to worry about cooking. Go to North Memphis Cafe and if you go to North Memphis Cafe and eat, you'll go back again. I tell all you people, you can rest and eat. Because the North Memphis Cafe got everything that you really need. Now listen to me, good people, I don't aim to make you mad. You go to North Memphis Cafe and get something you never had. I tell all you people, can rest and eat. Because the North Memphis Cafe got everything that you really need.
This week's classic artist, Memphis Minnie. And if you want to hear more of her, World Music Network have not only put her on their new Rough Guide to Memphis Blues, but they've also given her a rough guide of her very own, which is just as it should be. Next week here on Music Planet, Lopa Qatari will be introducing the first of three world mixes. I'll be back next month, and for now I'm going to leave you with the debut Flute and Whistle album from young musician and composer Tina Jordan Reese. The album's packed full of brand new tunes, starting off here with the G-Reel, followed by Tripod's Frolics, named after a three-legged cat.
Thank you.
the flute of Tina Jordan Rees, ending Music Planet. It was introduced by Catherine Tickell and the producer was Roger Short. Details of all the music in the programme can be found, as ever, on BBC Sounds. This is BBC Radio 3. It's Saturday. It's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for J to Z. And this week, another chance to hear a programme first broadcast in January this year.
Welcome, I'm Kevin Legendre, and on the show today, live music from saxophonist on the rise Chelsea Carmichael. But first, some music from Micaiah McCraven. The drummer and producer has put new wine into old bottles from the cellars of the legendary Blue Note label on his latest album, Deciphering the Message. Here's a fresh take on Black Rhythm Happening.